You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 20th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2021. Hope everybody's having a great day. We'll have Laurie on the line here if we don't already, and Rick, and we should have a pretty good show today. But anyway, my computer's down, folks, and I mean down hard. I got it in pieces sitting here in front of me. So I don't have any of the normal news stories that we do. So we're just going to jump into the normal thing. We're going to talk about some gardening, some geopolitics, a little bit on the economy. So good morning, Laurie. Laurie must be on mute or she hadn't called in yet. Rick, are you online?
Yeah, I am. Say, listen, good morning. Why don't you do this? You're going to, and we don't want to spend a lot of time on this because this is not a show where we whine about political problems we can't do anything about. This is a show about solutions. But you were going to say something about, I think, was it something having to do with the Second Amendment last week? We never got to it. It was a bill, I think you were talking about.
Right.
Now,
you're absolutely correct, Rick. I had it here in front of me. I moved everything around. What it is, folks, well, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California has introduced legislation in the Senate that will ban basically any weapon that takes a detachable magazine. And all magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds. If this gains traction, which I believe it will, since we've got Democrat-controlled everything, basically anything that, like I said, can hold more than 10 rounds will no longer be able to be sold. Now, in this bill, the way it's written now, those of us that already have weapons like that will be grandfathered in. Of course, this is just the first step in, here's the way I think it's going to go, folks. First, they're going to ban the sale of everything. Then they're going to make us register them, and then they're going to start taking them away. Of course, I don't see anybody in my neighborhood, Rick and Ori, that will comply with that. I'm sure not going to register them. And I can still get, 30-round magazines if I need them. I know where to get them. I don't think this law is going to have any teeth to it, except when it comes to buying new weapons. That's the only thing I think we're going to see in effect. But those of us that already have those kind of weapons, we'll be okay temporarily. So, but like I said, unfortunately, I think this bill is going to pass. I don't know when, but up until the date the president signs it, we can still buy those weapons.
Oh, surely he wouldn't do that. Oh, Biden would never sign a bill that's this aggressive, would he?
Yeah, he would.
You pushed more than one of my buttons here. First of all, the reason that there is a Democratic House and Senate is because of election fraud. There's a reason that there's a Joe Biden in office. That's election fraud.
I agree.
And you can believe, you know the saying, if you give the devil a ride, it won't be very long before he wants to drive. These people call themselves progressives for a reason. They know that if they tried to pass the bill that they would like to pass, where you simply go to the nearest police station and throw every gun you got on the counter and beg for mercy, they know that won't pass. So they'll do what progressives always do. They'll pass this, and then they'll change it, and they'll change it, and they'll change it until you are obliged to turn them all in. I would say, humorously, you say, in your neighborhood, well, unfortunately, not everybody in the U.S. lives in your neighborhood. So, we have other people, let's say people who should have known better. They should have known better, been riding the fence, waiting, for the day when they thought they might need a defensive weapon. And now it's too late, honestly. Even if they wanted to go get something like that, you can't find them. I started having very profound problems with finding certain sorts of guns about a year ago, maybe 13 months ago, really. And so,
yeah.
And then the ammunition, we're having big problems finding intelligent ammunition. I know that there are places where you can do it. There are pockets. You can get the stuff. Sometimes if you call, cheaper than dirt or the lucky gunner or some of these other outlets. And, the problem is the prices, of course, keep spiraling up. You used to get a 5.62 or something, real common stuff, for between 50 and 70 cents a round. Now it's getting up to a buck. And
yes, it is.
Don't call the show and tell me you see it on sale. But if somebody's looking for it, they can probably, if they look long enough, they might be able to find a deal. The problem is that a lot of times, you find the deal, and by the time you can place the order, it's already gone. It's just it's a supply problem. They've got these presidents of like Remington and Winchester and some of these other ammo factories. Now they're doing YouTubes explaining to you that it's not their fault, that they're not on board with the progressives, and that they're going as fast as they can. I'm not sure I believe it. I'm really not. I think that if you can print money out of thin air and throw it at banks and the citizens with stimulus packages and universal basic income, then you can also take a monopoly money and throw it at weapons manufacturers and get them to stand down.
Right.
Assume that this can all be accomplished. So we have the people that would like to call the show and cry and whine, it doesn't matter whether or not these guys are telling the truth. The fact of the matter is the stuff's getting tough to come by.
And we've got a place here, Rick, where I was able to buy 200 rounds in total. Now, not all the same thing, but I got enough hollow points for hunting. I think I bought 5 boxes of them. I bought 2 boxes of green tip and 4, I don't remember, a bunch of boxes of regular ball ammo. And that was all here locally. Well, no, not all of it. Part of it was here locally. And in 1 week, I was, like I said, I was able to come up with 200 or 220 rounds total. And the ball ammo, I paid $13.99 a box for.
Yeah, but that's 20 rounds.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
okay,
it's expensive,
well,
but it's available.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, and we, you know, we don't do a lot of, we don't do a lot of gun stuff on this show. You know, we leave that to people like John Moore, who, you know, he likes that stuff. It's not that you don't need a weapon, and it's not that you don't need to know how to use them, but there are other shows that do political commentary. I don't want to waste my time walking in their footprints. You don't need any more whining. And you know, as far as guns go, honestly, y'all should have been all over this a long time ago. But I will say this. What they are overlooking, and I used to scoff at this cowboy action shooting thing because I thought, well, you know, you can go out and you can get an AK or you can get an AR-15 that does a much better job of blah, blah, blah. And okay, to some extent, you're right. I mean, if you're going to stand there and pull the trigger just as fast as you can, then I guess, or as we call it, turning money into noise, if that's your deal.
Right.
I got two things to say to you. First of all, you're wasting your money. Second of all, you're disturbing the peace. And thirdly, you're not going to hit anything. So, you know, what we're doing is, you know, like I was in the Army for 6 years, you know, and, you know, firing on full auto is a joke. I mean, I don't know what in the hell it's for. I suppose if you're in a room and you want to do a pirouette and pull the trigger and try to shoot everybody in the room, that's great. But you're not going to get into a situation like that. If you've got a problem, you'll have a target a ways off, and the idea is to put a bullet in it. And I don't care if it's a deer,
one
or
shot,
what
preferably.
It is. Yes, do that. And so full auto won't do it for you. So if that's
the
case,
I don't even own anything full auto. One, the price. Two, you do have to register them. And three, well, I agree with you, they're useless. They're absolutely useless.
Yeah, if you're a what do you call, hobbyist of some kind, and you like to collect guns, don't call here calling yourself a prepper. What you are is a hobbyist. There's nothing wrong with that. But a man with a gun collection will starve to death just as quickly as someone else if you don't know how to grow food. So I don't want to hear about, you know, what gun you got. You should have had all this squirmed away a long time ago. But one of the most overlooked weapons, one of the most useful and overlooked tools that we would call a weapon, a gun, is the 30-30 lever action. If you want to know how this works, SASS, single action shooting sports. Watch what these professional cowboys can do with a pump shotgun or a double barrel shotgun and six shooters. These people are well beyond most soldiers in terms of what they do. The reason I'm bringing this up is not because I am a big fan of single action. It's not my hobby either. But they have a place because they very infrequently malfunction. They're not gas operated. They're not semi-automatic. They're not any of that. You're cycling it manually, and they don't break much. And a 30, I can tell you what a 30-30. I used to joke about 30-30s when I was young, saying that they're not good for anything but shooting German shepherds, and that is not correct. They call these things brush knockers for a reason. There is a 30-30 round is. Has the same mystical, inexplicable quality as a .45 ACP. I've seen people over and over again explain why the .45 semi-automatic Colt is such a magical weapon, and the knockdown power on a 45 is ridiculous.
If you hit somebody in the hand, they're going down hard.
Yep, you're going to spin them like a top, or if you shoot them in the foot, they're going to do a flip. And there's just something very strange about that. The 30-30 has penetrating power that goes beyond 7.62s and certainly beyond 223s. There's no comparison. And if you've got a target in brush, like let's say it's a deer, and it's standing several yards inside the woods, if you shoot something, you know, like a 7.62 or especially a 223, you're going to have real problems with deflection. A 30-30 will simply snap all the brush off, and it will still
You'll
knock
get the
deer down. Yeah, and so we were sighting one in, and we put a 6x6 out as a bullet backstop. Well, I can tell you that doesn't work. 30-30 was going right through it like it was cheese. So, you know, you may not be able to, you know, don't get your knickers in a twist here, because you can't find a black assault rifle. You don't need one. Start looking around, seeing if you can find yourself. And if I had to recommend, I would say find yourself a Marlin 30-30. The things are just pry bars. They're just tough as nails. Yep. And if you could get a stainless one, so much the better.
I agree.
So much the better. I don't care much for the plastic stock, but certainly, you know, it's quite durable. I don't know that you get a break on the plastic stock.
I prefer their
checkered walnut with stainless. That's my preference. And it is the weight of that stock gives you a little bit of an edge with the recoil. I have a 308 with a plastic stock, and that's just a very uncomfortable rifle to shoot. Yes, if I was stressed, it wouldn't matter. But when you're sitting at a bench and you're shooting a 308, you know, the recoil gets pretty annoying. But as far as shotguns go, you know, keep it simple. I'm not a huge Mossberg fan, but they've been getting better. Certainly my choice would be a Remington 870 pump gun.
We got one. Actually, we've got two, Rick, and one of them is, the ATV gun. I've got a scabbard that sits in on the ATV,
a
leather scabbard.
Right.
And I had a gunsmith take an extra long barrel that I had, cut it down to, I think it was 19 inches, and then thread it for a rim choke. And so I can take and use that on my ATV for slugs. I can put a full turkey choke on it, which works great for coyotes, even at a distance, with number 4 buck. And, I mean, it'll flat rip a coyote in half.
I keep a slug barrel on mine. It's got rifle sights, although in all honesty I did mount a reflex sight on it, which is just great. It's a red dot reflex, and that's pretty cool. But you can also, I mean, I took it, I think I mentioned this before, took it to shoot skeet with it. I was using rifle sights, and I think 25 is a perfect score, and I think I still got 22 or 23, using a slug gun. I will say, you know, I think I saw some judging up there in the house where everybody had their $2,000 guns but couldn't shoot 22 out of 25.
Okay, guys, hold on a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our break. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Please hold on.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, gentlemen, we were talking about guns.
Yes, we were. But we need to get on another subject.
Fine with me.
One thing I wanted to say, though, real quick, Rick and Lori, was that my favorite all-around weapon is my .22 Magnum rifle, bolt action.
Right.
That is my go-to. If I had to, if I could only own two weapons, it'd be a 12 gauge pump and a .22 Magnum bolt action rifle. With those two weapons, you can do anything you want.
I believe you're onto something here. I would pick my .870 slug gun, and I've got something very similar. I use a 17 HMR, which you'll see. YouTube's comparing the .22 Magnum to the 17, and they have very similar characteristics. I have no problem. It is about 110 yards to the back of my 3 acres, and I can hit quarters with it if I rest it on something. If I ever get to the point where I can do that offhand, I will certainly brag about it and let you know. We need to move on, you guys.
I agree.
You know, it's going to be up to you to take care of yourselves. You know, don't bring a sleeping bag to my front yard. You know, you should have been doing these things. We've been doing this for years now. You should have been all over these.
Rick, no more.
Well, you know, I'm in one of those pissy moods. Yeah, my panties are in a bunch this morning.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm gonna have to work on that. So you know, if you don't worry about the black rifle. Go find yourself a pump gun first, and then after that, you know, a decent 22 or 22 Magnum or a 17 HMR would be lovely. You don't skip the pistol thing. That's a joke. Go right over the pistols. Go straight for the long gun. So
I agree.
So now we have the stim. Were you going? Did you know where you were going? Is that what you did?
All right, say that again, Rick.
Well, you wanted to change subject. Were you about to do something?
I was hoping we could get into either food preservation or growing food.
Oh. Food preservation or what?
Or growing food, you know, gardening and livestock and stuff.
Oh, growing, yeah. Well, let me say this, okay. Then let me go over the top of this real quickly, because I do have some very interesting things that have popped up lately with regard to gardening. So we have the stimulus package that has passed. There goes $1.9 trillion. I heard this the other day, and it is funny. If you go back 1 trillion seconds, do you know where you are?
No.
You're 30,000 BC, okay? I'm not talking about 1 second for every day. I'm talking about 1 second for every second. That takes you back to 30,000 years before Christ. So just saying, a trillion is a lot. So they're going to dump two here. Then, of course, comes your UBI, your Universal Basic Income, which obviously will have something to do with your new crypto wallet. And then, of course, that will have something to do with your shot. I'm going to start calling it the jab. No, it's not. I don't want to get into that. Just everybody's already rolling their eyes. I get it. But what I want to say with respect to all of this money that they're pouring onto the economy is that they're doing this to keep it alive, because if they don't do this, the game will end very abruptly. It's going to wind up causing an inflationary spiral and a bond market inversion, which will be the final nail in the coffin, and that is when you're going to see the whole thing go up like in flames. But to that end, you see inflation showing up, and Cliff High had a very, very interesting take on this, is that different things are inflating at different rates. It's not everything inflates all at once. So when you look at, like, the price of Bitcoin, which is one of the most obvious indicators that something is going wrong with the dollar, you have... You know, back in whatever it was, 2017, we were talking about this. It was cheap, and here we go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, you were talking about Bitcoin scam.
Yeah, we're not going to get lost in this subject because I know that...
okay.
But there's a reason, I'm bringing it up, and it is because it puts an exclamation point behind just about everything else you were supposed to have been doing, whether you have been or not. Yes, I still have a wedgie. The inflationary spiral inverts the bond market, and that is because of the insane amounts of cash they're just inventing out of nowhere and pumping into the economy. So, you know, making the real rate of inflation between 15 and 20%, which means that every single year that's how much purchasing power your dollar is losing. So you have Bitcoin. Well, what you have is the dollar collapsing against a Bitcoin. That's what you have. You don't really have a Bitcoin going up. What you've got is an individual situation where the dollar is collapsing against Bitcoin. The dollar also is collapsing against housing. It takes more and more dollars to buy the average house. It's collapsing against food. It's collapsing
yes.
in various places at different speeds. If you're waiting, you know, if your indication, the one you've been waiting for so that you would finally get out of your chair and could do something, if you're waiting for them all to collapse at the same time, probably you're already in a coma. So it doesn't. You may see that this year. You may actually get up one morning and your dollar just doesn't buy anything at all. And it doesn't matter how much universal basic income they sprinkle on you, whatever it is, $600 a week or whatever it is. You know, it doesn't matter because you won't be able to buy much with it. So you will still be
right.
in abject poverty, and you'll be getting $600 a week hush money, but it's not going to do very much. You're still going to be madder than the wet hen because you're flat broke. You can't even buy money, food. You can't pay rent.
Right.
You can't, you know. So, you know, it's interesting. What I want to say, though, we've already been over this. What I want to say, though, is what of the seven deadly sins, sloth is one. We saw last year when they were giving people kind of just really large unemployment figures. In many cases, people were making more money staying home than they were going to work. So, obviously, you know, given that choice, you know, you can either go to work and make $400 a week, or you can sit there and I'll give you $600. What are you going to do? Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Let me get back to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm suggesting here at this point is monthly or weekly hush money, UBI, universal basic income, should create a epidemic of sloth. And to that extent, with respect to that, what I would call a phenomenon, because I don't know if it's ever happened anywhere, maybe in Greece, I don't know. But then, in my opinion, they have formed for you a prison with no walls. What they've done
exactly.
to you, yeah, they've now got you in a box that, it's interesting. It's a box you don't like, but you sort of don't want to leave it. I think that's going to happen. I don't see any way around this. This is not a conspiracy theory that I'm formulating in my mind. This is, in my opinion, inescapable. And so now you'll have this entire society of lazy do-nothing, as if things weren't screwy enough. You know, we've been making fun of the millennials forever, you know, because of their BS work ethic, if you can even call what they've got a work ethic. It's going to go millennial 4.0 is what
yeah.
everybody's going to be a millennial now. Everybody can afford to be one. And you won't even have to live in your parents' basement. You can stay right where you are and be a bum. It's going to be great. So you have a situation now where, and this is the reason I'm bringing this up, not because this is a show about political whining about things you can't stop. It's not a show about investing. What you want to do is put some of your money in something that that the dollar is inflating against. In other words, something that stands still.
Right.
So, you know, you've got...
Or something that
gold.
You know for a fact, Rick, will be inflating against the dollar. You know, my
sure.
go-to thing is
yeah.
silver, as you know. And
oh, yeah.
right now, the price is artificial, you know.
Right.
It costs more to get an ounce of silver out of the ground than what you're paying for it. And,
yeah.
you know, and it's being used...
Which makes
used,
you wonder.
Yeah. It's being used on an industrial basis, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
for everything from cell phones to cars. I forgot
TV,
how many
TVs,
ounces
solar
of
panels.
Silver it takes. Yeah. Yeah. I read somewhere, I forgot the amount. I want to say it was 90 ounces of silver in a new Tesla.
Ouch.
You know,
ouch.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that.
Might not be right, Rick. I'm doing this for memory.
If it was even 9, I'd be blown away. I think my point is, and I will bring this up very briefly, I think, because we don't want to get stuck on this. We do want to garden. But if you look at Exter's pyramid, John Exter, E-X-T-E-R, not Extra, Exter, created something called the pyramid, his pyramid, and it's an upside-down pyramid, and it shows you, and it is proportional. It's proportional. and it shows you where the, what the, starting at the big end, which is the top, it's got all of the derivatives and all of the phony IOUs, moving all the way down to things like bonds and stocks and bonds and other things. And then when you get right down to the very, as you start getting down to the smaller end, you get things like harder assets like real estate, currencies, gold, of course. Now, if you'll go to, now this is the cool thing. If you go to a website called Demonocracy, Demon, just like it sounds, Demonocracy, it is a is about silver investing, and what they've done is they've added silver to the tip of it, the very tiny little tip, and you can see how little silver there is compared to the gold, and then. On the ground below the pyramid, they have actually put building blocks to represent like city blocks. It looks like a city. It looks like they built a city, and a certain part of it is derivatives. And when you get down to the silver, it's funny. When you get down to the silver, they just have a little pile of it loaded on a truck, and that's all the silver there is. So, like I say, if you were to tell me there was even 9 ounces in a Tesla, I would be completely shocked because people are not particularly aware of the fact that silver is rarer than gold. They don't know that.
Yes.
They think it's the other way around. You know, gold, precious is gold, right? Well, no, precious is silver. So, yeah, I totally would agree with you. And I sent you that picture, I believe, of those, what do these people call themselves? Equity Master. They call themselves the Equity Masters, and they are, I believe, Hindus. And as I said last week or the week before, these people, when it comes to finances, can be extraordinarily clever. And they think that somewhere between now and the end of next year, silver will hit $84,000 an ounce. So,
right.
Even though the premiums are way up right now, I saw, who did I see talking about this? Was it Arcadia? Arcadia Economics? I'm trying to think who. No, it was Cliff High. Was talking about the premiums on silver and how they're going up at 10 bucks a pop. He was talking
right.
about, he said, I think last month, he said getting silver sent to him was 40 an ounce. With the premium, now it's 50. So, but, look, I know you say, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to pay $50 for an ounce of silver. Oh, you're not? What if I told you it was going to go to $84,000 ounces? Do I have a sale yet? I mean, are we talking business now? So, you know, yes, you should have done it when it was 12. And damn if we didn't say so, too. We did.
And
I told you when it was 12. Yeah, well, of course we did. But you know, people will be people. You know, they're going to wait until it's too late, obviously. They have no gun. They have no silver. and they're probably not even going to taste good when they're cooked. So, anyway, you know, once again, learn to take care of yourselves. If you haven't handled these things, I know damn good and well that you can still find some silver around if you try. You're going to have to pay up for it now because you didn't move in time. You didn't move in time.
You know, Rick, I paid almost with the premium last month. I wasn't able to buy much, but I did buy some more last month at $36 an ounce. with the premium, and I was happy to do it.
Yeah, that was probably that's going to turn out to be a real good deal. I laugh now. I remember last October, I've said this before, but I have to laugh every time Bitcoin goes up. I was trying to buy some Bitcoin. I was having a fit trying to get money moved from the bank over to the Bitcoin dealer, just having an absolute fit. And every day I looked, the damn stuff went up $1,000. I started trying to get a little bit more coin at 13. By the time I had gotten all I could afford, it was already at 19 something. So
yeah,
and I was pretty unhappy about that. I thought, damn it, not paying too much. Okay, I was paying too much, except it went from 19 to 60. So so the money that I spent that I didn't like spending has, between Halloween and now, has already gone up 400%. So
right,
you do have an opportunity. I mean, okay, so you don't want to buy Bitcoin, right? I get it. But, you know, what shouldn't keep you from going out and getting some silver? It really shouldn't. Maybe that's more your speed anyway. I'm all for it if that's what you want to do. But you better damn well do something, or you're going to burn. When this hyperinflation finally sets in, and there's no way to avoid it, there's as to what they're doing, there was a fascinating interview regarding, I think it was a guy, it was about a guy, a man who survived a hyperinflation, or is still surviving hyperinflation in Argentina. And like you said, it happens like clockwork around here. It happens about every 10 years. We put a government in office who promises to give, this is funny, who promises to give you everything for nothing. Gee, does that sound like anybody we know? And they print all kinds of money. And sure enough, before you know it, it's hyperinflated to the point where we're eating all these zoo animals. Okay? If zebra is your idea, I understand zebras can take down lions, so I mean, if you're going to try to eat one of those, good luck. I hope you can do it without teeth. So, anyway, yeah, you'll be eating soup. The formula that they're following right now in the United States is the exact same formula that gets Argentina into massive trouble every single 10 years, every decade, every cycle. Yeah. Yeah, and it happened, like I said, like the man said, it happens like clockwork around here. And so he said, we're used to it, whatever that means. I should probably look at some articles on surviving Argentina so I know what to say to you folks. I would think.
Well, don't do it to Venezuela because they're not surviving it.
Well, certain individuals, not the government, but the government will be. You know, they'll get fired for doing what all the other governments have done, but I'm talking about the regular dude on the street, how they get by. You would have to know how to get by. Anyway, my point there would be, I guess, my best guess is take some of your phony ass, take your UBI, take your doggone UBI, and buy silver with it, get it outside the system, let the government buy you silver. I know they think that will all go into savings, which is hilarious because savings rates are up, right? The savings rates are like at an all-time high right now. So that doesn't stimulate the economy. Now, if people take that money and don't spend it, if they save it all, they will slow the event of hyperinflation because essentially not allowing that money to get into the real economy, which is why we haven't had hyperinflation yet, is because all of the money that they've been sprinkling on the banks that the banks are supposed to put into the economy, they didn't. They hoarded it, and so they basically have stopped hyperinflation. So growing your own food, so let's I think you've heard enough of this economic situation enough to know that you need to learn how to garden. And boy, I'll tell you what, It has been cold and rainy for a week. My bones have been aching. I get to go out and I work anyway. In the rain, you know, come back in. Your joints are so cold and wet they hurt. It's been going on. Yeah. Now it's a sunny day. My tomato plants have. I planted tomatoes in flats, not outside, in flats, last Saturday, a week ago, and many of them have already germinated. I am thrilled to say my favorites are up, the Sun Golds, the orange patio tomatoes. They're up. They're going crazy. They're doing great. Oh, boy, it's going quick today.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Please hold on.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, guys. Go ahead.
Okay, Rick. Yes. We're going to start taking callers at the top of the hour, and our call-in number will be 512-248-8252. I'm going to let you go ahead and cover whatever it is you want to cover before we start taking callers so you can get to it.
Well, we'll see how that works. I probably can't get it all, but with respect to the tomatoes and the nightshades, would be things like peppers, tomatoes, and eggplants. Potatoes, too, oddly, which, by the way, now that this endless cold and rain is over, I'll put my potatoes out. Didn't want them to rot, they're all cut and suberized, that is to say they're scabbed over, and now I can put them out. That's pretty exciting. This is going to be quite a science experiment. I'll keep you clued in. With respect to the other nightshades, like eggplants, tomatoes, and peppers, these are heat-loving, unlike potatoes. These are things that don't germinate well when it's cool. In fact, they don't germinate at all, actually. You'll get little to no germination at 50 or 60 degrees. When you start these things off-season, like I did, you want to use heat mats. And you want to crank that puppy up as high as it'll go. Mine goes, I think, to 108. It has a temperature probe that comes with it to let you know what is happening with the soil. So when you put your flat on top of it, you take this temperature probe, which is just a wire with a metal tip, and you shove it down into one of the cells. I was having a hard time getting my flats even up to 70 because you're in a cold garage. The garage, I've got one heater in there, and the garage itself will stay 40 or 50 degrees, but I was having a tough time getting the flats. I've got four flats of peppers and tomatoes, having a hard time getting them up to 70. So what I did was I took some translucent Visqueen, some 4-mil poly, and cut a strip that goes over the LED lights and down the front. It's on a wire rack, a roll-around wire rack. So I basically have the heat mats under the flats with the light over that, and that's covered with plastic. Now I can get them up to 75, which is perfect. Right now they are at, because I was looking at them earlier, but now they're at 72.1 right now. So this is why I'm getting good germination on the tomatoes. They have only been in there a week, and dang nation, that was quick.
Yeah, it was.
I had more gardening.
Well, we can keep going after the top of the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have top of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Please hold on.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.